Let's start the call. Welcome to Leverage Podcast, episode, I have no fucking idea, somewhere around 12, 11. I'm here with Maxwell, and today we're going to be talking about threesomes, three ways. Might even throw a little bit in about orgies, group sex. You know, for me, I always had threesomes. Having a threesome was always on my bucket list. Every year, I would, create my goals for the year. I'd send myself an email. You know, and I had different goals on there. And starting in, 2006, I put threesome on there. And it took me until 2009 to finally get her done. I had a threesome with my girlfriend at the time in Vegas. And then I didn't have another threesome for, 3 more years. And then, since then, I've had uncountable. And I don't say that to brag. I say that because once you kind of break through the barrier and it becomes part of your reality, it's very, very easy. It's just like, I mean, I'm engaging in crazy group stuff all the time. But I have a very strange lifestyle as well. But so we're going to talk about, you know, different kinds of threesomes, how to find them, how to go about it, your mindset around it, all that good stuff. So if you guys have questions, make sure you chime in. What do you think the general population percentage of people having threesomes is? Dudes.
Under 1%.
Oh, yeah. Probably like a tenth of 1%.
Yeah.
I mean, the average number of sex partners that a guy has is like 4.
In life?
Something like that.
This week?
I think with 4 people, that's better. anywho. So, why don't we start with the generic sort of threesome where you have a girl who's down for a threesome, and you go out and you try to pull girls.
Can we talk about that girl, who she is in relationship to you, and what that conversation is like with the girl before we get there?
Totally. And for the record, that's called going after a unicorn in many different circles. Unicorn hunting is basically the idea that you go out with your girl and you look for a single girl. Most people are really bad at it, so they call it unicorn hunting because unicorns don't exist, but they're everywhere.
This is not a girl typically you are dating. You know, this is more of a casual sex partner. In most scenarios, there are scenarios in which, you know, you can be in an open relationship that a girl is comfortable with, that this is something that you want to explore, experiment, awesome. But the scenario that I think that you're more likely to get into is a girl that you have a sexual relationship with, that maybe one of your harem members, but not in a true dating fashion. And identifying that chick is important, making sure it's a girl who is open, and you've had the conversation before. And sometimes it takes, you know, maybe just bringing it up drunk, you know, one night, and then making it more and more a reality until, you know, it's propositioned in a sober format, and that there's an actual game plan there. The worst thing you could do is not have the conversation and yell from the other room, mount her to someone else.
No.
Well, we have to tell that story.
But it would have worked because
I did have the conversation, but I'm just saying, yeah. I was giving like a situation in which.
So we're at an after party, and Maxwell's with a chick upstairs. And I was trying to pull a threesome with my girl and another girl who I knew was...
But at the club, we had joked about this because the girls were all dancing together.
Yeah.
Like, the girls were all, like, grinding on one another. And so Robbie was, kept putting it into the conversation, oh, we should all go back and have an orgy. And so I legitimately, in the car going back, had the conversation with her, like, really pressuring her into it, blackout drunk, and, apparently agreed... And so I got her up in the bedroom and got her naked and started fucking her, but was fucking her while texting Robbie.
I keep getting this fucking barrage of texts saying, come up here. Where are you? Are you coming? Orgy, now. Come.
come up and mount her.
And the problem was, is that, like, I wanted to fuck her all night, and I've been waiting to fuck her, and I was physically engaging in it, and I wanted to make sure I had enough stamina, you know, to go and to fuck the other girls involved in it. So I was trying to get Robbie up there as quickly as I could.
And I was working on the other girls who ended up kind of killing it, because I was, as Maxwell was pressuring me, I was pressuring them.
The problem here was communication. That was the fault. And that's a very extreme situation with multiple chicks. But, you know, going back to the initial point here, the conversation and the making sure that everyone's on the same page is super important. So identifying first the girl in your harem or whatever that may be open to having a third girl involved. And, you know, the sexual act is really important to joke about it and then build up to the physically having that conversation before you go out and find that third girl.
Yeah. And a lot of the conversation that's going to happen is going to not be a conversation at all. You're going to give off the vibe that you're the type of guy who does crazy shit. You know, no one would be surprised if they were invited backstage to a very popular DJ, and I'm talking about no one as in a hot chick, and the DJ tried to engage them in a three-way. That would not surprise any hot girl. It just kind of comes with the territory that he's a fucking man. He can fuck whoever he wants. And if you want to ride on this fucking rocket ship, then you get on and you don't ask questions. And you just have to do it if you're a girl. And you either give off that vibe by exuding sexuality, being super confident, dressing well, all the stuff that's imperative that we talk about day in and day out. And if you don't give off that vibe, and it's clear to her that it's just like this fantasy for you, you're going to encounter a lot more resistance. Girls are going to be, you know, they're a lot more eager to jump on the train with some guy who's experienced, especially if they're not, if they've never done it before.
And the other thing that you need to check is making sure that the girl isn't like banking on this becoming a relationship track, and also making sure that she doesn't have, like, any personal issues with her friends. I've been in a situation where I, you know, really pushed for a three-way with the girl's friend, and now she thought I liked her friend.
Right.
And I actually hate her friend, but her friend is an amazing body that I would like to, like, have sex with, and they, like, dance really well together, so I know there's, like, chemistry between the two girls.
Yeah. So let me talk about the first threesome I ever had. My girlfriend at the time, we had discussed it at many points. It was kind of like this thing that I always said, like, yeah, let's go do it. Let's go out and try to pick up girls. And then for whatever reason, I, like, wouldn't follow through. I guess I didn't feel like I was ready, or I didn't feel like I knew what the fuck I was doing. But we had an open relationship in the sense that we both had taken a hall pass before. You know, it wasn't a totally open relationship, but I told her from the get-go that I don't believe in monogamy. I love you. You're awesome. But sometimes I'm going to need to get some strange. And she knew that going in. She knew that if she got involved with me, then that would happen. We saw the movie Hall Pass together. And after seeing the movie Hall Pass, we're like, okay, we're going to do this. So I was out of town. And we agreed to take a hall pass for that weekend. I thought I was going to be able to bang this chick in Salt Lake City. I go up there and completely friend-zoned, flaked on, no chance, no shot, while she gets railed by an Australian tourist who drills her in the ass with no condom, and then she gives him a ride to the airport. Awesome. So that was really fucking fun. And the one thing I did tell her was, no matter what, you have to use a condom, and you're not allowed to fuck you in the ass. Great! Thank you for breaking all the rules, and then giving him a fucking ride to the airport. That's a great story. Really painful. So then I finally got redemption. I was in Orlando speaking at a convention, 21 convention, and I banged some chick who had just seen the Britney Spears concert and wanted to get fucked. So I finally got redemption. Then we went to Vegas, like a month later. We're at Dre's nightclub after hours, five in the morning. And as soon as we walk in, we're walking up to the bar. I make eye contact with this really cute chick. Obviously, I'm arm in arm with my girlfriend. And I walk up to her and say something. I don't remember what I said, but literally the first words out of her mouth were, what are you guys thinking tonight? Threesome? Like, come on. So fucking lucky. And we were both thinking threesome, so we were both like, yeah, that sounds pretty good. And then we played this retarded game of logistics. The most painful, almost completely derailment of a situation could possibly go. So we get some drinks at the bar. We dance for a little bit. She's with people who have a table in the VIP section. We don't have a table. I'm not going to spend money on the table at that point. And we don't have wristbands to get into that section. So I devise a plan to sneak in. The girls make it in, and I don't. And there's no cell phone service downstairs at Dre's. So I'm like desperately trying to sneak in. Finally, I sneak into the VIP section, and they're both gone. Fucking awesome. So then I go to the bar, and I find my girlfriend, but the other girl is nowhere to be found. So I go back in the VIP section and find the girl, the other girl, and then I lose my girlfriend. Finally, after like an hour and a half, we all find each other, and we're like, let's go. So I'm walking arm in arm with them across from, what's that hotel called? It was Bill's Gambling Saloon, whatever the fuck it is. It's right across from Bellagio where we were staying. Feeling like a pimp, got a girl on each arm. Get into the lobby or the casino at Bellagio, and the other girl wants to fucking smoke a cigarette. Of course, I don't have a cigarette. My girl doesn't have a cigarette. So she bums one off some dude who then starts flirting with her, and she starts flirting with him, and now I'm getting cock-blocked, whereas this dude just thinks, you know, he's in a great situation because he's taking the odd girl out.
Yeah, he thinks he's wingmanning you and doing a favor.
Yeah.
And really fucking
you. He's fucking me up so bad. So finally, I just, like, grab her by the arm, and I'm like, gotta go! Pulled her up to the room, had a pretty epic threesome. Basically, I actually did some really dorky shit that I'll call myself out on. So I never had a threesome before, so I was a little uncomfortable, and when people are uncomfortable, they tend to say retarded things. You know, it's hard to hide it. You'll get found out. And basically what I did, oh, this is so fucking embarrassing. I was like, all right, let's play Simon Says. Simon Says to take off your clothes. And, like, I just took the joke way too far. It was a fucking stupid joke to begin with. To the point where it kind of started turning the other girl off. Luckily, it was fine. I still got to fuck her, and the girls definitely had a great time. My girl wasn't jealous. There was no weirdness. It brought us closer together. And then we didn't have any more threesomes just because we didn't get lucky again, and I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. And then eventually we broke up. So that was my first threesome story.
My first three-way was, I think I was 22, so like 5 years ago. And I was like somewhat dating. I wouldn't use as strong of a word. I think she thought it was more of dating than it was for me. I was hooking up with an 18-year-old whose stepdad had a private jet, and she was from New Jersey, but she would take her friend and they'd fly in the private jet to Boston and stay in one of their properties when they were there. So we went to a show and they were supposed to have an after party at her place and no one ended up coming back. And so I got in the bed with the chick who I'd been hooking up with, and I was probably like the third or fourth dude to ever fuck her. And her friend I had just met. And so prior to that, we were making lots of drinks, and finally I just got it to the point where I got the girl into the bed and was like making out and like fingering and like escalating. And then she had to go to the bathroom, and the other girl walked in and said, yo, can I get something real quick? Because she heard that girl go to the bathroom. And so she went in. I was like, yo, why don't you just
I don't want to be awkward. Why don't you just stay in here and hang out with us? We don't have to do anything. And so she was in the bed when the other girl got back. She's like, what? And I was like, yo, it's cool. Like, we're all friends. Like, we're just all in bed together. And so the other girl, like, got down to her bra and panties. And so I was in the middle of both of them. And so I kind of, like, turned to my side and started making out with the one girl, and then had my left arm around my back and was fingering the other girl. Never kissed her, never met her. And, like, so the girl who I was kind of, like, dating with did not know that this was happening at first. So the girl started to get more escalating and wanted to fuck. And so I started fucking with the other girl in the bed. And that, like, and then I was like, let's get the other girl, like, involved. Let's get her involved. Let's get her. And finally got her. She's like, all right, you can do everything but fuck. And so, like, so I went in on the other girl, too. And it basically, like, broke down a barrier. And because they were so young, it was a point where, I just needed to kind of get them into the group and feel comfortable at it. Once both, like, all three of us were engaging in it, then it was like open season, and I was able to fuck the other one as well. But I was dealing with very young girls, and the other girl I had found out later that I was the second person she had ever fucked, and it was in a three-way, which is a pretty wild story for her. But that was like the first one for me, and I was confident because I was a junior or senior in college, and you know, they were 18 years old, and like they didn't know what they were doing. They were like, you know, very innocent in that regard. So I had control over the room, and I also, you know, supplied alcohol, and like, so it was all to my benefit. And so I ended up actually replicating that again, like a year later. Like, I hadn't seen it for a while, and we did it again because it was so much fun.
Right.
With those two girls, where it got sticky was where the other one got pissed that I was texting the one that I didn't know as well. And I ended up hooking up with them like separately after that. But that was like the first time where I had the confidence, and I went into it with younger chicks that gave me the confidence to replicate that like later in my life.
Cool. Sounds like, well, a little bit of fun.
Oh, not good.
I want to kind of talk about my evolution in threesomes that I'm guessing would be a very similar path to most people who kind of get into it. So when I started dating a different girl, we started off really casual, both knew it was an open relationship. We just basically wanted to have fun. And, you know, by the, like the second night we hung out, I had already seeded like that we're going to go and pick up chicks together. And she was super excited to do it. So we literally go out every night of the week for like 2 weeks straight trying to pick up chicks. And I was experimenting with a lot of different options, techniques. Does the girl approach? Does the guy approach? Do you kiss him at the bar? Do you wait till you get home? You know, how direct are you? And, you know, at first, you know, what I was doing is I was basically using my girlfriend as bait. Well, at the time she wasn't my girlfriend, but, you know, she became my girlfriend, but I was using her as bait, having her open the conversations, and then basically coming in and trying to basically just show that I was a cool guy and start with her a little bit, turn on some humor, some sexuality, and go from there. How that looked, I would walk up to the girl and I would say, hey, my girlfriend is obsessed with your shoes. She's been talking about them all night. And then I'd pull my girl over and I'd say like, oh yeah, she's a little embarrassed. She doesn't want to admit it, but she loves your shoes. And girls love compliments like that. I would never open an interaction like that if it was me just trying to hit on a girl. I'd never go up to them like, I really love your shoes. Unless she was wearing like really weird shoes and I had something interesting to talk about that. But, you know, because it's a girl-girl thing and they're going to immediately go, oh, that's so sweet. Where'd you go? then I'm just going to chime in and start flirting with the girl while touching my girlfriend and seeing what sort of physical love she gives me. Very similar to how I would approach a girl in a bar normally in terms of like the back and forth and the banter and the touching. You know, I'll touch her first to put a feeler out there. And if she touches me back, if she squares off to me, if she gives me all those signals, then I could tell she's attracted. And the beauty of having a hot girl on your arm is by default, you're going to be kind of, you know, social proofed in. If you're with a hot girl, it's
there's no better fashion statement or peacock gear. Nothing makes a statement to another girl that you're fucking awesome as much as you having a hot girl on your arm. 100%. So the problem was when we were doing that, we would do that. I would get the girls to make out at some point during the night. Sometimes if it was right time, I would just kind of push their heads together. If it wasn't the right time, I'd wait till we got back. But I would say, like, come on, we're going to after party. Let's go back to my place. And if we could get the girls back, there was always some sort of play involved. But a couple times, I wasn't able to fuck the other girl because I didn't establish enough attraction with her where she would make out with me. Maybe she'd give me a hand job or give me a head, but she was way more into my girl than to me. And obviously that's frustrating and annoying. And it was both frustrating for me and for my girl because she would like to see me, she gets off on me getting off. She gets turned on based on how turned on I am and vice versa. So we kept running into that problem. And what I had to change was I had to be a little bit more physically aggressive, assertive. I had to do more of the pull than my girl was doing. I had to get the girl really interested in me. And then also, by default, wanted to hook up with my girl or was okay with my girl being involved. Some girls are really bisexual. Any girl that's going to engage in a threesome is obviously bisexual or bicurious. And other girls aren't. Some girls will end up having a threesome with you because they want to fuck you and see if they can steal you away from your girlfriend. Bitches be cray. So that was kind of my evolution. And I started experimenting with some really direct type of stuff. I'd walk right up to girls, and I kind of used like a variation of one of those crazy videos I saw from Vitaly on YouTube, where he would walk up to a girl and he would say, "Excuse me, I got a random question for you." This is usually during the day. He would say, "Do you find me attractive? Do you have?" She would say yes or no. If she said yes, he would say, "Do you have a boyfriend or are you currently in a monogamous relationship?" She would say yes or no. She said no. He would say, "Then what's your excuse for not making out with me?" And then he would go in for the kiss. That was his approach, and you can watch him do that on hidden camera on YouTube. It fucking works because he's confident, and it's not fake, it's not phony. It's very simple, easy to do. I went out and tried it, did it a bunch of times, nailed it, no problem. So I started experimenting with that in terms of a three-way approach. I'd walk up with my girl, and I'd say, "Hey, do you find us each independently attractive?" And they're always like a little, yeah, that's how we got Babe. The opener line of Babe at the Abbey in West Hollywood. Walk right up to her. She had given me a little bit of eye contact first, so when I walked up, it wasn't like totally cold, but it would have been fine. So, "Do you find us mutually independently attractive?" And she looks at us, she goes, "Yeah. Uh-huh." I'm like, "Okay, are you currently in a monogamous relationship?" She's like, "No." Like, "Well, then what's your excuse for not making out with us right now?" And she gives me a smile. I push her head together with my girl, and then I start making out with her, and then the three of us start making out. And she was with, a gay best friend. She had never had a threesome before, but she was totally down. We were even talking about it, after she had ever had one, and we just had a really straightforward kind of open conversation about it. And then we took her home and banged the hell out of her. It was fucking awesome.
And then she forgot her shit.
Yeah. She forgot a bunch of stuff. Had a threesome with her again a few days later. Had another one with her. I unexpectedly put it in her butt when I thought she wanted it.
Surprise!
She got a little scared by that and ran out of the house. Got in her car drunk before we could stop her and hit a parked car. Miraculously did not get a DUI, and we had another threesome with her after that, so she forgave. the cock slip into the booty. But, you know, you can go with a straightforward approach like that. You can walk up to a girl with your girl and confidently say, hey, we're thinking of having a threesome tonight, and you seem like a fun person to experiment with, or you seem like a fun person to have one with. You know, you can get away with a lot more straightforward sexual stuff with a girl on your arm. You're not going to walk up to a girl in the bar solo and say, hey, you're really hot, let's go home and fuck. That will work like 1 out of 100 times.
Yeah, it really is valuable to have that, like, sexually, that sexual attention from the girl.
Yeah.
And that's a really a big part of it. Because if you had, like, a shy girl or a girl that was, like, uneasy about it, it would be evident and it would be, like, super awkward.
Right. Your girl has to be 100% on board, cool, down for it. And if you want to know, like, how to find girls like that, listen to, I believe it's the episode before this, where we talk about relationships, open relationships, monogamous relationships, all that stuff. You know, when you seed an open relationship, you can also seed threesomes and orgies and group sex. So, you know, you can go with that approach. And when you have a hot girl on your arm, you're no longer the sleazy guy just trying to get laid. If you're single and you walk up to girls and you're really, really fucking straightforward like that and really sexual right off the bat, you're going to scare them off and they're just going to think you're, you know, the creepy fuck and done. So make sure you understand that distinction. Anything else we need to cover on, you know, threesomes with a girl that...
We have not identified what goes on in the bedroom.
Okay.
Like
let me talk about some of the buildup. So let's say I hadn't made out with the two girls yet, or we had, you know, you really have to manage the sexual energy and you have to escalate at the right time. So you don't just immediately go home, throw them on the bed and start to fuck. You have to massage it a little bit. You have to know when the time is right. So usually what I'd do is I'd take them into the kitchen, make a couple drinks. We'd all sit either at the kitchen table, we go over and sit on the couch. Who's ever kind of vibing the most, like let's say you're vibing more with the girl than your girl is vibing with her, then if you're in it, you'd want to sit in between the two. If your girl is vibing more with the third girl or the second girl, then you'd want to sit your girl in between the two of you. Like, so whoever is in more control, whoever has both people totally locked down, that person kind of becomes the orchestrator or ringleader. And it's important that you're on the same page as your girl and you guys can orchestrate that. You know, it's a lot easier. I'm going to get way less resistance if my girl makes out with the other girl first, if she's already super into my girl and showing her a lot of love, than if I do it and she's still uncertain. Basically what happens in most threesome situations, our girls are a little bit uneasy about it. A lot of the time it's their first time or they've only done it a couple times before. They're usually pretty fucked up. And it just kind of happens. Meaning clothes come off, people start making out, and one thing leads to another. You kind of snap her out of her logical mind, and especially it's way easier to have threesomes with European girls. When we went on the Euro trip a couple years ago, we had a fucking threesome, and I had 2 threesomes independent of that in a 10-day span. So, in Europe, the girls in Europe are just so sexually liberated and open. It's fucking amazing. You know, they're just like, oh, no, we do group sex. Vi stick Wolfgang, as they say in Sweden. So, if you're in a situation where, you know, you're massaging, you know, the sexual vibe, you're escalating, one thing that I would do is I'd play the ice game. I don't know if we've talked about the ice game in this podcast yet, but basically the ice game is a silly game that I played, that I learned in Dusseldorf, Germany, when I was traveling through Europe. And I was out by myself because my friend was being a bitch and he didn't want to drink, so he stayed in the hotel room. And I was out at a random bar, started chatting up a girl. And I didn't realize it, but she was there with 10 other people, all young couples. So it was literally 5 couples and her. And I hit it off with her, and then I started talking to one of the guys
who turned out, he grew up in Huntington Beach, my hometown. We quickly connected, joking around, talking about hockey and shit. And he was like, I'm really glad I met you because we needed one more person to play this game. Like, okay, what kind of game is this? He's like, don't worry about it. The rules are very self-explanatory. Everyone crowded around a high-top circular table. There was a bucket of ice with a bottle of Jack Daniels in the middle. And the guy was like, okay, I need everyone to position themselves, guy, girl, guy, girl, guy, girl. And they said, ready? As soon as I say go, all the guys pick up, put a piece of ice in your mouth, and you have to pass it to the girl on your left without using your hand. If you drop the ice, you take a shot. If the ice melts, you take a shot. So I was like, what? I don't understand. All of a sudden, bam, I've got ice in my mouth. I'm passing it to the girl on my left. Then the girl on my right is passing it to me, and there's a bunch of ice cubes going around. You're basically just making out with both girls on either side. You know, if the girl's not into you, she'll pass the ice really fast. If she is into you, there'll be some tongue involved, and it's basically just an excuse to kiss, obviously. It's a way better version of spin the bottle. And then, like, every 2 or 3 minutes, all the guys or all the girls rotate one spot. So now you're making out with two other girls. So I come back to the... Did you?
Yeah.
Weird. So, yeah, it's a fucking child's game, right? So I get back to the hotel room, and my buddy was like, how was it? Like, made out with six chicks. And we had both been on, like, a total, like, fail. Up until that point in the trip, we'd been hanging out for, like, a week, and neither of us had gotten laid and, like, just striking out left and right. So he was pretty fucking pissed off when he heard that story. But we then took that ice game, and fuck, I've played that stupid ice game probably 100 times since, like 3 years ago, 4 years ago when I learned it. But it's a great way to kind of rev up a threesome, even if you're just with your girl and one other girl. It's obviously a great way to get any group sex things happening, because it's an excuse, it's a transition from normal drinking, hanging out into a sexual vibe, and that's what you need to create. If you go from just drinking, hanging out, and all of a sudden you're attacking the girl, you're on top of her, you're trying to make out with her, and it's the wrong time, you're just going to look like a douche, and it's going to kill the vibe, and you'll be done. So something like the ice game is kind of like a fail-safe where, you know, if you don't have an opening, if it's not obvious, then you can always pull that out as like an ace up your sleeve. Problem with the ice game is it's a little juvenile, it's a little silly. You don't end up looking like a really dominant, like, alpha dude, and it can slightly, you know, turn off, you know, you'll lose a point in that direction, but you can make up for that later. Just keep that in mind. Use it as a fail safe if nothing else works. And obviously if that happens, you position yourself in between the two girls, and because there's three of you, you're all just passing the ice and making out, you know, there's one piece of ice, and you can cheat, you can eat the ice, and like, the object is to get it to melt in the other girl, in the girl's mouth before she can pass it, so that means she has to take a shot. You can also change the game by changing it from taking shots to taking off articles of clothing. Obviously, you know, if they take 5 shots within a 10-minute span, they're going to get a little too sloshed for a threesome to happen if they've already been drinking all night. So change that to stripped. Ice game strip. So that's kind of how you get a girl back. You escalate into it and you make it happen. You know, most of it is just like anything. You have to know when the time is right. You have to go for it, feel the vibe. And, you know, if you're on the same page as your girl, it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, I think the tag team effort is really important. And also getting the girls to get physical first and then breaking the boundary between each chick. So, like, you know, not being so, you know, one-sided with one of the girls and balancing it. It's like the new girl, the third person, making sure you're making out with her as well. It's not just between the two girls, because then you may not be able to fuck her when you get back.
Right.
It may be just between the two girls, and that's the worst.
There's nothing worse than being cock-blocked from one of the vaginas. Yeah. So a couple of the things when you're in the bedroom, I like to be pretty vocal about what I'm doing, how I'm turned on. I've heard from many chicks that nothing is hotter in a threesome situation when a guy is just like super vocal and you know, turned on by both girls. Don't do the fucking Simon Says thing. That was a really lame fucking attempt. Obviously, it worked, but totally unnecessary. Basically, how I'll kind of start that is we'll all be making out, and I coach my girl on this beforehand. I make sure that she's vocal about me wanting to, about me, her wanting me to fuck the other girl.
It has to be, or the girl is going to be sensitive to it. So it needs, the other chick, your chick needs to play the card of pushing her to fuck you. And so that it's like completely, you know, full circle.
Right. And I'm usually going to start by, you know, probably going down on both girls, trying to get them to suck my dick at the same time. And then I'm going to start fucking my girl while she goes down on the other girl. And during this, I'll be saying, like, how hot they are together, how good her pussy feels, how amazing it is when they're eating each other out, like, you know.
You're getting compliments and, you know, majority of time being very vocal.
Yes.
So you're in control.
Exactly. I'm the most vocal one.
Have you been in situations where girls are trying to command?
Well, no, because I know that's not optimal. A couple times when I got cock-blocked from the situation where I wasn't able to fuck the other girl, basically the other girl was just really into her, and she wanted to hook up, and I was just kind of there, and she tolerated me. Like, you know, except for one time, which was weird. One time, we had fooled around with this one girl probably 5 or 6 times, and she would never, like, she would make out with me, and she would, like, but she wouldn't touch my dick. She would let me do whatever I want to her, but I couldn't fuck her. She wouldn't suck my dick. She wouldn't touch my dick. She would do whatever with her, with my girl. And then I hung out with her without my girl in New York and banged her. So it was clearly, and the problem with that was she was friends with my girl, and she was concerned that it would ruin the friendship. And that can happen if, you know, obviously the girl were friends. So I always thought it was that she wasn't attracted to me,
yeah.
And then I found out that wasn't the case.
What about, how do you deal with another guy in the room? I've only done it with friends, and we've switched girls, like when we're in like a hotel room on tour.
Yeah.
Going back and forth on ships. And like, I wouldn't even, in my own telling a story, I wouldn't look at that as like, you know, an orgy with another guy, though technically it is. We're like, there's two beds there and we're going back and forth.
Yeah.
And we both fuck both chicks.
Right.
You know, how do you deal with another guy, particularly you don't know, and being confident in that situation?
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess the best way to define that is a full swap swing, right? Where both, basically everyone, that's a heterosexual full swap swing. Obviously, the girls are bisexual. The guys don't fuck with each other in any way, shape, or form. You know, that's a whole fucking other bag that I have no idea about. Cause,
for sure.
But basically, you know, you fuck your girl and his girl, and he does vice versa.
But there's also situations, and I have not physically been in this, but more in an urban environment that I've been aware of, that two guys will take down one chick.
Oh, yeah. This is a male-male. Yeah, I've double penetrated, DP'd. I've DP'd girls many times, and I guess you could say that is the closest thing to, you know, my balls rubbing against another dude's balls before. But, you know, you just kind of got to not worry about that. It's more about, like, the girl's experience.
Yeah.
Like, DP'ing a girl doesn't really do a whole lot for me,
yeah.
But it's really fucking hot when the girl's going absolutely apeshit.
Yeah.
And then if you get a third guy involved, you can go airtight on her. One of the dicks, one of the ass, one of the pussy, one of the mouth. Plugged, airtight, whatever you want to call it. Girls are fucking super sexual and horny. I can almost promise you that any girl who's sexually liberated or any girl who's reached like age 30 at some point has fantasized about a cock in every hole. And when they get to do it, they're as happy as a fucking pig and shit. So I will never get involved with another guy in the room unless I know he's cool, unless we've like basically like, it's not really broed out, but we've like talked, we're cool with each other. We like, I know a little bit, we've developed a rapport. And I've had a lot of those swinging situations where I've gone out with my girl, we've met another couple,
I'm cool with the guy, the girl's into me, my girl's into both of them, and it's a great situation. And it feels just really easy in the beginning. I had some trouble when it came to those situations. I'd get a little, like, I'd think too much about it. And this happened also, too, during the first few threesomes I had trouble getting it up. Because I was in my head, like, worrying about it going down.
Yeah.
And any time that's happening, it's going to be really hard to have your shit working. Time, you know, basically experience eliminated that. I never had that problem anymore. And I had the same problem in, like, orgy situations or in full swap situations because I was, like, a little bit uncomfortable with the other guy in the room, but I got over that just with doing it more. And they have Viagra for that, if that's an issue. Whenever you're in a threesome situation, or if you think you're going to be in it and you've never had one before, it's really not a bad idea to have, you know, a little blue pill lying around just in case. That shit will kick in like 30 seconds to a minute. And before I'm ever in one of those experiences where there's another guy, I make sure that we both know the rules, because that could be weird, right? You know, before we'll get in, or even during, you know, if I know they're full swap, then I know I have permission to fuck the other girl, and he has permission to fuck my girl. It's very normal and comfortable to ask that of a couple. Like, if you know you're going back to fool around, you ask, so are you guys full swap or soft swap? Soft swap means the girls hook up, you can make out, maybe they give you head, but you don't fuck the other girl. So that's the difference between hard swap, soft swap. And if you want to get into, like, anal and other shit like that, like DP, you kind of just call it out in the moment, like, hey, how do you guys feel about anal? You know, and you can kind of figure it out. It's a little awkward to ask about that shit beforehand. I mean, it depends on a couple of months.
Yeah.
In a threesome situation with another girl, it's very similar. You can kind of ask her, you never ask her, is it okay if I fuck you? One thing you can do, if you're not sure or you're getting a little resistance, you can basically just say to your girl, that, God, baby, I want to fuck her so bad. You want to watch me fuck that pussy? You want to watch me fuck the other girl, you know? And she'll obviously be like, yeah, I really want to see it. And that will put the other girl at ease and essentially call out that you're about to do it. But you don't need to say that unless you're getting that resistance.
You know, I've developed a few relationships by being really casual, being open, sexual, hunting for threesomes, and then later as that relationship developed, then we got into, you know, more of a traditional, it was obviously an open relationship, but like boyfriend-girlfriend scenario. But we didn't start out as like, okay, we're boyfriend-girlfriend, and now we're going to have threesomes together. We start off as we're going to have a lot of fun and, you know, enjoy each other and enjoy like these crazy experiences and having them together, and then it just kind of formed into a relationship. And I would say that's probably the healthiest way to go about it. And if you don't want the commitment, or if you don't want any sort of relationship, then just keep the time to what we mentioned. I've said it a million times, I'll say it again. Just because a girl is down to have threesomes doesn't mean you should lock yourself down in a relationship. There's a lot of girls out there who are down to have threesomes and to do crazy shit. Most of that is more based on the type of guy you are and how attracted to you she is. If she's really attracted to you, she's probably going to be on board to do just about anything you want. If you have to beg and plead, then you're behind the eight ball at all points. And I hate to see guys being like, oh, well, my girl's down for threesomes, so I'm going to put a ring on it. Like, that's what the typical fucking average Joe was going to say, and it makes me cringe and puke-worthy. Like, just because a girl is down to be sexually open doesn't mean you should be in a relationship with her. You're just a fucking dork who is too excited by the prospect of this other stuff. And what'll happen is you'll end up in a relationship, you'll do that stuff, and then you'll realize, like, maybe she ain't that great. and you could have kept it casual the whole time.
Before we go into these fails, which are going to be awesome, does anyone have any questions about any of that stuff that we covered so far?
So my most recent girlfriend was a unicorn, so we would go out and we would go to bars and pick up another girls and bring them back and fuck them and stuff like that. So but we only had one rule, the 80-20 rule.
Wait,
80-20 rules was that I had to give 80% of my energy to her and then 20% to the new girl. What are your thoughts on that?
Wait, hold on one sec. I wanted to just make sure to not confuse other people listening, and so we're on the same page. So the unicorn is the girl that you pick up. Your girl is not.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. She's okay. Okay, so anyways, sorry, I missed your other the end of your question. So go from there.
Yeah, our rule was the 80-20 rule. So if we got another girl, I'd have to give her 20% of my energy and 80% to the girl I was actually with.
Wait, you'd do what?
So I would spend 80% of my time and energy with, the girl that I was like dating or seeing that we went out to be with other girls. And so the new girl that we met at the bar, whatever, we brought her back. I couldn't give her 80% of my time and energy, because my girlfriend at the time would be jealous.
Yeah, I've definitely run into issues like
that. So how do you deal with the jealousy issues?
That's a great question. So it's good to be vocal about this stuff. Maybe after the first time it happens. I don't think that's a bad strategy. Maybe the first time to go like do the 80-20 rule or the 60-40. Basically, you want to make sure that your girl feels like she was really involved. The problem with threesomes is that there's always like an odd man out at some point. One girl isn't getting dick, right? And if they're both really turned on, they're both going to be craving the dick and just waiting their turn to get the dick. If they're more just into, having a lesbian experience, and you're going to be the one who's left out. But it always sucks to be the one left out. It definitely sucks to have your girl be the one left out, because then you'll deal with drama, a lot of drama. So, when push comes to shove, I like your 80-20 rule the first few times. The thing I don't like about it is I'm a selfish motherfucker, and I want to fuck the other girl more than I want to fuck my girl because she's new, right?
Right.
I'm honest about that with my girl. Like, obviously, like the the strange is more enticing because it's new, because it's different, and and as long as your girl knows that, and you explain that to her, like, listen, every guy's gonna feel the same. This is just how it goes. It doesn't mean I love you less. It doesn't mean I don't want to fuck you. It's just, it's a little bit more exciting to fuck her because I've never fucked her before. And it's way hotter that I'm sharing that experience with you. That conversation can be a really tricky one. The more you have an honest dialogue with your girl, the better that's going to go. If you're kind of tiptoeing around the issue and you're like, trying to coax her into it, she's going to be setting a lot of rules, and that's going to be really tough. If you're really like in the driver's seat in the relationship, you can be way more brutal than you'd be like, I want you to sit in the corner and watch me fuck her and play with your clit. Like, you can get real verbal and basically just have your girl kind of be like your sex slave. That's like obviously a lot more dominant, and she has to be totally like submissive to you. If you tell that to a girl that's never had a threesome and you're like, baby, you think we can pick up a girl? Maybe I really want a threesome for my birthday. And you tell her to sit in the corner, she's going to lose her mind. in that situation, maybe ease into it on the 80-20. And then as you get more comfortable, as it becomes more of a regular thing, you can kind of bridge that gap and tell her how you feel and how hot it is. And then ideally spend 50-50, one problem that I ran into with threesomes was that no matter what happened, my girl was always, and I don't know, I would have to have like a timer, and I even thought about it sometimes, like timing the amount of time I spent fucking the other girl versus my girl. But every single time, like, you fucked her longer, you fucked her more, and I'm jealous. And I get it. Like, it's brutal to be like the one left out. Imagine like, you're having a threesome with another dude and she's just all about him. Like, it's going to make you jealous. Didn't matter if I felt like I spent, 90% of the time with my girl. She always thought that was the case. And instead we found that having foursomes was a lot better. Everyone has something to do. It's hot watching my girl get fucked by another guy. It turns me on to see her like enjoying herself. It turns her on to see me enjoying myself. and it's a great way to like form a bond with a dude. Like it's just a cool thing you can do with a buddy, and the jealousy thing really kind of fades away when it happens more often, and that you get more experience.
Yeah, it's good intel. Thanks.
Max, why don't you take it away with the follies?
All right, so two fuck-ups in the past 2 weeks. And they're not really my – I think I could have acted more on it, but it wasn't planned. I wasn't going out with a chick to find a three-way. One of my friends – a chick I've been hooking up with for, like, over 8 years, recently moved to L.A. She's a wild card. She's hot. She's great in bed. But, like, I have no emotional attachment to her whatsoever. And if we go out and she hooks up with one of my friends, totally cool. If she ends up in my bed, totally cool, too. Like, literally, like, she would help me out trying to get another chick as well. Had a big night. Ended up, the girl, this one girl, the two girls got along, like, really well. We went around the club, went to someone's table. Because of that, you know, we were taken to a couple after parties, but both girls were not talking to other guys, and both girls were engaging with with me throughout the night. And so finally, where the one girl who I had been friends with, she decides that she hasn't been drinking for hours, and she said she can drive, and so she ends up saying she'll drive us back to my place because her car was in some random location. And so she drives us back and asks the other girl if she wants to get dropped off. And the other girl says, no, I want to go back with you guys. And knowing that we had like an empty place, it was cool. I didn't know what she was expecting from it. Now, taking a step back, that other girl had the girls had just met for the first time, but that other girl I had not hooked up with before would express that she wanted to hook up with me when we were drunk at some point. Like, that she always jokes about that. So we go back, and I'm not thinking in that mindset until I'm at the point where I just want to go in my own bed. And the girl who I've known for like 8 years is like, I'm going in that bed with you. And the other girl kind of like is in a position where she's like, is it cool if I sleep here? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Like, you could stay like in. You can stay in here, or you can stay in the other room. But I did make a push to get her in the bed with us, which I think like kind of fucked with her head. And so she went and slept in the other room while I banged out the other chick. And the fact that the other chick was 6 years younger also I think like fucked with her head too. So I fucked up on capitalizing on that, and I think the older chick who I didn't know as well got a little butthurt about the whole experience because she's been like super distant since then. The second one is just I was too drunk. I was trying to get on the rocks. I like drank a bottle by myself. And I ended up getting a text from this chick or this group of girls who were hanging out with another one of my friends, and they were at an after party. And so I like got in some Uber and somehow made it there. It's all like pretty foggy, but like I started to sober up at the after party and was making out with the one chick who I'd already hooked up with, and her friend who had hooked up with my friend before like was trying to get I get her to come back to their house. And so my guy friend was like, no, I'm staying here, and like they're not like serious or dating or anything like that. They hooked up before, but that was it. And so we like the myself and the three girls go back to that girl's house. And they're like, Max, you're staying over. We're having an orgy. And I kept pushing in the car to the point where, like, we were taking pictures of the girls all kissing me, like, at the same time. Like, and there's pictures of that. And really pushing it. But once I got back, like, I couldn't, like, there was one outlier girl who was sleeping in the bed of the girl who wanted it to happen that I could not navigate around that. Like, that one girl was going to bed, did not live there, and was sleeping in the bed of the girl who wanted to fuck me, who I had not hooked up with before. And the girl who I was with was down to hook up with that chick, but I could not get them out of that situation without making one of them feel awkward. So it was three girls, and I wasn't going to get all three girls. The small one was not going to get. So I didn't
at my drunken state at 3:30 in the morning, I did not have the communication skills, nor was I sure that I could get it up to make that happen. But it was kind of like a missed opportunity that I'm going to later capitalize on now, because now I know that other chick will engage with me, whether I bang her out on the side at a later point or I engage in her with, you know, the other girl. Like, I know it's possible now. I'm just bumming because it was set up that if I had my shit together and wasn't so drunk, I probably could have made it, like, actually happen. It would have been epic. Like, it was like this, like, unreal house in the hills. Like, it just had a, there was a hot tub right there. It had everything in the making except my sobriety.
Brutal.
So the one last thing I want to talk about, well, okay, there's the other situation where you're out and you meet two girls who you've never met before, who you've never fucked before, and they take you home and have a threesome with you. This has actually never happened to me. Kind of would definitely be hot. I know guys who have done this. For most of, I think it could have happened many times, and the only reason it didn't happen is because I was like so focused on fucking one of them that it didn't even cross my mind that I should try to fuck both. And keep in mind, when you do that, there's a big risk that you'll end up with zero. And I'd way rather take one all day, guaranteed, than a 10% chance at a threesome with a 90% chance at getting neither. When it typically happens is when the girls are already of the mindset, we're going to go out, find a dude, and we're going to bang them together. And obviously, this is a very rare situation because there's not many girls around that have that conversation with each other. So I want to talk a little bit about the, people call it the lifestyle. It's basically the modern way of using the term swingers. Something that I'm pretty, you know, experienced with. Basically, to be in the lifestyle, you have a partner, or you could be a triad where you have two girls and you guys are basically in a relationship, a threesome relationship. I've experienced that a couple times for, you know, weekend here, a week there. It's great if you want to get nothing done and have a lot of sex, and then trying to go to work and manage that, and, you know, managing two women at the same time can be, you know, a little tricky, but obviously it's a cool thing to do. I know couples, or I know triads, I know they exist, met one recently. So, you know, basically anything under the sun is possible. If you can think about it, you can pull it off in some way, shape, or form, the more advanced that you get. But basically the lifestyle is when you and your girl want to fool around with other couples, and it's very, very easy to make that happen. You just have to know where to go, where to look for it. There's a couple different websites. One's called lifestylelounge.com, and the other one's cassidy.com, and they're basically swingers or lifestyle sites, where it's a, you know, it's an online swingers site where you can message other couples. You know if they're hard swap or soft swap. You know what they're into. You know, you post private pictures, give people a password, and they can look at you and your girl. There's single guys on that site too. You'd be surprised. A lot of couples look for inviting a single guy into the bedroom because it's a fantasy of the girls. You know, the guy, obviously both guys are like cool and, you know, not jealous of it. Something I've never done. Just, you know, just not really my thing. Never had a male female threesome. Not to say that I necessarily wouldn't, but it's just not what I'm going for. But, you know, you can message back and forth. You can set up essentially dates where you go out, meet each other for a drink, and either you hit it off and you go back to your place or theirs, or you don't, and, you know, that's the end of the date. And they also host lifestyle parties. Very regularly, these happen. You know, there's different sort of resort takeovers in Vegas, Palm Springs. They've got, like, basically lifestyle cruises. You know, you can go on a four-day cruise with a bunch of swingers. And if you want to find an easy place to have a lot of sex, this is the easiest place in the world. You come, you're a confident guy, you have a hot chick, you're probably going to be able to hook up with every smoke show that you'll meet at that event.
you know, because you'll be the most desirable couple there. It's a, you know, it's a really awesome, fun experience. Most people that, you know, that are in the lifestyle are very open-minded, obviously. They're usually really down-to-earth, open-minded, cool people. I find that people who are my least favorite people are people that are very closed-minded, very judgmental, very opinionated, and that's how they feel about themselves. They lack confidence, they're jealous, they're insecure, and I choose to not surround myself with those type of people. So these parties are out of control. You know, they have just one-night-only parties in different mansions in Hollywood, penthouses in New York. You know, they happen all over the place. In Europe, they're going down all the time. It's more sexual over there. And then they have these huge, like, 1,500 couples or people events in places like Vegas where they take over an entire resort. Everyone, you know, basically has a room. They have designated playrooms where, you know, they got, like, a day pool party, a night party, and then people go back. They meet other couples. Either they all fuck in an orgy situation or they just go and swap. And there's all sorts of crazy people there, the old, the young, the hot, the ugly, you name it. So, you know, in terms of what I've seen, that's kind of like basically, you know, as much as I've explored, they have hedonist resorts and shit like that too. You know, the lifestyle people are awesome. And exploring that part of sexuality is really cool. Something that most people don't get to experience. You have to meet a cool girl, and you have to create that for yourself.